Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
What are you?
I'm a vampire.
You said you don't kill to survive.
Animal blood keeps me alive, but not as strong as Damon.
Hello, brother.
Damon.
Stefan finally fessed.
Stay away from me.
That necklace contains an herb called vervain. It protects you from being compelled.
I will keep your secret, but I can't be with you, Stefan. What is that?
Very important crystal.
Are you psychic or clairvoyant?
Technically, Graham says I'm a witch.
There was a time when this town was very much aware of vampires.
5 bodies all drained of blood?
They've come back.
You just don't want to die, do you?
She's transitioning.
Into what?
A vampire.
I don't know what's wrong with her.
She'll be fine.
No.
I'll all be fine.
Make sure that she does not hurt anybody, Elena. I promise you.
All right, later, man.
See you, bro.
Night. Tyler walks across the virtually empty school car park to his car. He stops at the sound and cautiously looks around, then continues walking to his car. He unlocks the trunk and dumps his bag in it. Tyler gets in the driver's seat.
Hi, Ty.
Whoa! Vicky?
She's in the passenger seat.
Everyone's looking for you.
I know.
What's wrong, Vic?
I'm so cold.
No drugs. Everyone thinks you're off on a bender.
I wish.
What happened in those woods, Vicky? Those kids that were killed? What did you see?
She lifts her head and looks at him manically.
I'm so scared.
Come here. It's okay, I'll take you home.
I can't control it.
Control what?
I am so hungry, Ty. And it won't go away.
What are you on? What drugs did you take?
I want it. I'm so hungry, Ty.
Okay, look, I'll get you something to eat. Just sit back. Look, let's just get you home.
What's wrong? She lunges at him, teeth bared. He tumbles out of the car. Stefan pulls her off, and Tyler comes face to face with Damon.
Go off me!
What's going on here, Stefan? What's wrong with her?
You don't talk.
Screw you, dude.
Dude? Really? Dude?
Damon, don't!
Oh, come on, he's gonna miss this idiot.
Tyler punches.
Oh, don't you hurt him!
Damon grabs Tyler's throat.
None of us were here.
Tyler stares blankly. Damon throws him aside. Tyler gets up and looks around. There's no one there. The Vampire Diaries. Pretty dark-haired Elena lies in bed slumbering. She slowly wakes, wearing a troubled expression.
Whatever happened to truth? Lost without a trace. Whatever happened to the mirror that showed me a happy face? Whatever happened to sorry?
She goes into the bathroom where Jeremy's cleaning his teeth.
Sorry.
Oh no, it's cool, I'm done.
You're up early, where are you going?
Police station, they're organizing a search party for Vicky, so...
Wait, shouldn't you be going to school?
Well, you're kidding me, right?
You shouldn't skip school. If they find her, we'll know. That's what cell phones are for.
Your lips keep moving, I don't know why.
He leaves Elena exasperated. A bright, sunny day. Outside the high school, Halloween preparations are being made. Inside, by the lockers, Matt answers his cell phone. Vicky's calling from Stefan and Damon's rambling old mansion house.
Yeah?
Maddie?
Vicky, where are you? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Tell me what you want and I'll come get you.
No, Maddie. I just need some time to figure things out. Just know that I'm okay, okay? Please don't worry about me.
She hangs up. In a semi-dark room at Damon and Stefan's mansion house.
I don't understand why I have to stay cooped up here. Why can't I just go home?
Because you're changing, Vicky, and it's not something you want to do alone.
There's nothing about that Logan guy I killed in here. Not a word. This one's covering it up.
What is that?
This is a very special, very old compass. What was Logan Fell doing with it? Aren't you curious?
Well, if you're so worried that somebody's on to you, why don't you just leave town, Damon?
We should all be worried.
Hey, I'm hungry. Do you have anything to eat?
Stefan hands her a china cup.
Here.
She looks in it.
What is it?
It's what you're craving.
Don't lie to the girl. It's so not what you're craving, but it'll do in a pinch. Right, Steph?
What is it?
Yeah, what is it? Is it skunk? St. Bernard?
Bambi?
Go on, give it a try.
She's new. She needs people blood. She can't sustain on that stuff.
Yeah, why can't I have people blood?
Yeah.
Because it's wrong to prey on innocent people, Vicky.
You don't have to kill to feed. Just find someone really tasty and then erase their memory afterwards. It's so easy.
No. There's no guarantee that you can control yourself, okay? It takes years to learn that. You could easily kill somebody, and then you have to carry that with you for the rest of your life, which, if I haven't made clear, is eternity.
Don't listen to him. He walks on a moral plane way out of our eye line. I say, snatch, eat, erase.
Hey, look at me. We choose our own path. Our values and our actions, they define who we are.
Okay, Count Deepak. I'm out of here.
Can I have some more?
Damon goes downstairs and along the hallway. Suave, handsome Damon smiles thoughtfully and goes to the door. He opens up to Elena, who's standing outside. She wears a grave expression. Damon leans against the door.
Is Stefan here?
Yep.
Where is he?
And good morning to you, little miss. I'm on a mission.
How can you be so arrogant and glib after everything that you've done?
And how can you be so brave and stupid to call a vampire arrogant and glib?
If you wanted me dead, I'd be dead.
Yes, you would.
But I'm not.
Yet.
Where is Stefan?
He's upstairs, singing the rain in Spain. Knock yourself out.
He steps out into the bright sunlight and Elena goes indoors. Damon smiles to himself. Elena goes to the bottom of the stairs.
Stefan? Stefan?
Yes.
He's on the stairs.
Where is Vicky?
She's upstairs.
He goes down to Elena.
What happens now? Because my brother is out there searching for her with the rest of the town. What do I tell him?
I'm working with her, but it's going to take a time. She's a very volatile and impulsive personality. She's a drug user. I mean, all that's going to play a part in how she responds to this.
So she's a vampire with issues? What am I supposed to do? Because I am lying to everyone that I care about. What's going to happen to her?
I'm going to keep her here with me until I know that she's safe.
How long is that?
Vicky appears at the top of the stairs.
We can talk about that later.
Hey, Vicky, how are you?
How am I? You're kidding, right?
Stefan looks down despondently. Bonnie's with her grandmother.
Was our family burned in the witch trials?
No, the girls that were persecuted in Salem were entirely innocent. You have to have more than ignorance to trap a real witch.
How did we end up in Mystic Falls?
Our family fled Salem in 1692 and relocated here. Our ancestors lived in secrecy for over 100 years. It's important that we still do.
Grams, everybody knows you're a witch.
They also know it's absurd. Can't be true. I'm just a kooky lady that teaches occult at the university. No one really believes. They just poke fun. And let them. Don't let them know the truth.
Where's the witchcraft? You've been talking history for 2 days. I want to get to the fun part.
It's not meant to be fun. It's real and it's serious. And you must understand it before you practice it.
Bonnie stares at her grandmother.
Aren't you late for school?
Bonnie rolls her eyes and goes. Her grandmother smiles. At the Mystic Grill, Mrs. Lockwood sits waiting for her husband, Mayor Lockwood.
You never should have trusted that Logan weasel with a watch.
How many are we dealing with?
Well, the coroner thinks one. Something about the wound radius and the jaw pattern.
Are we in danger? I mean, if it found the watch, then it knows we know. And could it come after us? And should I even be saying it? Or is it a he or a she?
If it has any historical knowledge of the town, then it'll know where the watch came from. So yes, we could very much be in danger.
So what do we do?
Just keep it quiet. We can't have the entire town aware of this. We have to find it before it finds us.
Damon's sitting at the bar listening. At school, Matt's putting things in his locker. Tyler walks up to him.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I heard they're putting together a search party for Vicky.
She just called. She's okay.
Oh, good. That's great. I figured you must have been going out of your mind.
A little bit, yeah.
I was just gonna offer. You know, if there's anything I could do.
I appreciate it.
I have got your costume. It's all here.
A witch's outfit.
Seriously? Come on. Can someone please be excited that it's Halloween? I just want to have fun. You know, just some silly, fluffy, Damon-free fun.
Hey, isn't this the one you got from Damon?
Yep. Wear it, toss it. I don't care. Just want it gone. Hey, have you seen Elena? Do we know what she's wearing?
I was with Grams all weekend. I haven't talked to her. Maybe she's with Stefan.
Riding to his castle on his white horse.
Oh, don't be bitter. It provokes wrinkles.
At the mansion house.
Coffee is our friend. It's the caffeine. It circulates through our veins and it warms our bodies so we're not so cold to the touch.
What if I want to drink human blood?
You're going to have to learn to live with that urge and fight it on a daily basis, one day at a time.
Oh, God, don't start with that old 12 steps thing. School counselor has been down that road and it doesn't work for me.
It can work. It's your choice, Vicky.
So you've never tasted human blood?
Elena frowns.
Not in a long time.
How long?
Years and years. I'm not proud of my past behavior.
Ugh, does this sketchy feeling ever go away? It's like I have a massive hangover. This daylight thing is a bitch. I need more blood. Where's your bathroom? I have to pee. Why do I have to pee? I thought I was dead.
Vicky stomps off.
I'm gonna get her some more. Right.
I'll be quick.
Stefan goes. Elena's shoulders sag. She stands up and paces. Vicky marches back in.
False alarm. My body's feeling really funky. It's a good funk, but it's weird.
Who are you calling?
Jeremy.
Vicky, you can't see Jeremy anymore.
Oh, come on, don't you start. I'm gonna see whoever I wanna see.
Even though you could hurt him?
I would never hurt Jeremy.
I know you think that, but I can't take that risk. You're gonna have to let Jeremy go now.
Oh, really? And how long have you been preparing well, you're not good enough speech? I'm assuming it predates the whole vampire thing.
All I'm saying is Jeremy is not getting involved in any of this. I mean it, Vicky.
Or what?
Vicky grabs Elena's throat.
Let's get one thing straight, you perky little bitch. You had my brother whipped for 15 years. 15 years, and then you dumped him. When I look at you, that is all I see. Just so you know. And I'm gonna see Jeremy whenever I want to see Jeremy because I have some fun new toys to play with and I won't think twice about ripping your little head off. You got it?
She drops Elena and walks off.
She threatened me.
She's on edge. Imagine every sense in your body operating at super speed. I mean, she's uncomfortable in her own skin and then when you throw in her other issues...
How long before it settles? Hours, days, weeks?
There's no rule book.
Well, how long before you learned to control it?
A while. But I didn't have anybody helping me. I had to do it on my own. The thing is, it's hard to resist certain people, especially when you're new. It's difficult to separate your feelings. Love, lust, anger, desire can all blur into one urge. Hunger.
What does that mean?
It means that Jeremy can't see her. Not now. She might not be able to resist him, and she could hurt him.
Or worse.
I'm not gonna let anybody get hurt.
I need to get going.
Elena.
Please, Stefan, there's only so much I can take.
Elena walks off. In a bedroom, Vicky lies on her back on a bed. Damon walks in.
What are you doing?
Just contemplating the next 100 years.
He sits on the bed beside her.
Why did you do it?
I was bored.
She sits up and faces him.
You did this to me out of boredom?
It's one of the pitfalls of eternity.
Now I'm bored. And all I can think about is blood. I just want some blood. I can't think about anything else. What is that about?
That'll ease up. You've just been cooped up all day. Let's go.
Where?
Your life was pathetic. Your afterlife doesn't have to be.
Grinning, she takes his hand and springs off the bed. They walk along the hallway.
What are you doing? She's been cooped up in your room all day. She's not Anne Frank.
No. Hey. Now's not the time for this.
We're going to teach her,
Show her what it's all about. She could hurt someone.
I'm not taking her to Disneyland. We're going in the front yard. Come on.
Stefan follows them outside. They walk out into the garden in the dark.
Bad idea, Damon. She's a vampire, Stefan. She should know the perks.
Like what?
Damon faces her.
Like...
He moves at super speed.
Whoa! How did you do that?
He moves again.
Come on, Vicky. Live a little. No, pun intended.
With a determined look, she dashes off into the woods. Damon and Stefan look around for her. She's gone.
My bad.
Vicky stands outside her house. She walks up to the front door and takes a key from under a pot. She unlocks the front door and it swings open. Vicky stands at the threshold, teetering. Something seems to prevent her from walking inside.
Matt?
Vicky? Is that you?
Hey!
In here.
He hugs her tightly and she pulls away.
In a minute,
Please come inside, I've been worried.
She tentatively steps in and he hugs her again.
Thank God you're okay.
In the kitchen, Matt gives Vicky a hot dog.
Where were you, Vic?
It's no big deal. Drop it already.
Three people were murdered in the woods. The cops are looking for you. They want to question you.
They know where I live.
Everyone was worried about you.
I'm back now. Just let it go.
Are you kidding? I had a freaking search party out looking for you while you were off on your crazy drug trip. And you want me to let it go?
She stabs her fork into her plate.
My head hurts.
You think?
Matt goes to the door.
Stefan, what are you doing here?
Is Vicky home?
Yeah.
Can I see her, please?
Don't let him in. I don't want him in here.
Did he do something to you?
No, I just don't want him in here.
Just let me come in so I can explain myself.
Look, I don't know what's going on, but I think you should leave now.
Matt,
please. No, Stefan.
Matt shuts the door. Elena walks into her kitchen where Jeremy's on the phone.
You gotta call me, Vic. I don't get it. What's going on with you? Just call me, please.
Elena watches Jeremy get a drink.
Hey. So, do you want to hang out tonight? We could go to the Halloween thing at school. Could be fun.
Cool. Sure. Sounds fun. Can't wait.
I know you're upset about Vicky. I heard she called Matt. But you can't be with her. She needs to get better. The best thing you can do for her is let her go.
What does that even mean, let her go? Oh, okay, sure. Since we're such experts on letting people go, right?
I know you may not see it, but trust me, Jer, it's for the best.
Jeremy walks up to Elena.
For months after Mom and Dad died, I felt like crap. Like nothing really even mattered, crap. And all of a sudden, I'd get these moments, and things started to feel just a little bit better, and Vicky was in every single one of them. So you may not see it, but trust me. Keeping me away from her is not for the best.
Jeremy walks off and Elena looks troubled. In the hallway, Jeremy receives a text from Vicky. Stuck with Matt. Meet me? Jeremy writes back. Yes, where? Vicky replies. School. It's Halloween. Jeremy reads the text and smiles. He rushes upstairs. At school, the Halloween costume party is in full swing. Some girls run about in witches' outfits. Tyler, wearing an open red cape exposing his toned chest, walks up to Caroline and Bonnie, both wearing pointy witches' hats. Tyler offers drinks.
Cider for the ladies. It's Lockwood special.
Oh, no way. Last year was hungover until Thanksgiving.
Lightweight.
I am going to drink until someone is hot enough to make out with.
Sounds like a plan.
The Mystic Grill.
How many martinis have you had?
Oh, don't start with me.
Can we go now? No, we're late for the Halloween party. Let's go.
So go ahead. I'd like to finish my drink.
He goes and she sips her cocktail. She's dressed as a 20s flapper girl. She turns and sees Damon watching her. He raises his glass. Damon makes his way over and sits facing her.
Let me guess. Daisy Buchanan. I love a good Gatsby look.
I've met you before. Aren't you Caroline Forbes' boyfriend?
She had a schoolgirl crush on me, but it was cute. But I had to let her down. Easy.
It's Damon, right?
No, you remember.
Oh, you have a face that's hard to forget. What's your last name, Damon?
Salvatore.
Salvatore?
Mm-hmm.
Are you any relation to Zach?
Zach's my uncle.
He leans to her.
How do you know Zach?
He notices a charm bracelet she's wearing.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think there's something in my eye.
Well, I know Zach from the Founders Council. You know, the Salvatores were one of this town's original settlers.
Yes, they were. I wasn't aware that Zach was a member. I just recently moved back home and haven't really had a chance to meet many of his friends.
Well, will you tell him to return my calls? I've left several messages.
Zach went out of town for a bit. But if it's about the Vervain...
You know about the Vervain?
Well, I'm a Salvatore. Of course I do.
Of course.
Cheers.
Elena walks into the Halloween party wearing a sexy nurse's outfit. Jeremy's with her dressed casually in a hoodie top. Matt's dressed as a doctor. He walks up to Elena, smiling.
You went with last year's costume too, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know that I was coming till an hour ago.
Me neither.
Smiling, she pats him with a fake bloody hand. Matt looks at Jeremy.
And you're going as... you?
Jeremy scowls and walks off.
He's not talking to me right now. We got into a fight.
Yeah, I got into it with Vivek too when she got home.
I'm trying not to smother her tonight, but part of me didn't want to let her out of my sight.
She's here?
Yeah, I mean, you can't miss her. She's a vampire.
Where did Jeremy go?
Hey, Elena, what's the matter?
I've got to find him.
Vicky wears a sexy black low-cut dress with a high collar. She wanders through the party. Gaudy lights flash in the gloom. Cobwebs hang from the ceiling. Vicky looks disorientated. Her luscious red lips are parted. She keeps eyeing up people's necks. Vicky finds herself in a room alone. She turns to see Stefan standing in the doorway.
What, you're following me now?
You didn't really give me much of a choice.
He blocks her way.
Let me out of here.
You shouldn't be here, Vicky. Crowds like this, it makes it even harder for you to keep yourself under control.
I'm fine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No headache. Your stomach's not screaming at you. You're not feeling lightheaded or anxious or cranky, like if someone looks at you the wrong way, you could just rip their head off. Do you want to know what that's called? It's called hunger. And it's only going to get worse and worse every minute that you pretend like it's not controlling you.
In the Mystic Grill.
So you need Vervain?
Yes. My husband and I only have left what his parents left him. Mm-hmm. And Zach had promised that he could supply us with more.
Well, I talk to him all the time, so why don't I just ask him? How much do you need? I mean, how many people do you think?
Well, there's our children, of course.
Of course.
And friends, family, and everyone on the council.
The council?
Zach knows how many. You know what? I am so late. My husband is not going to be happy with me.
Well, are you happy with your husband?
She smiles.
You're flirting with me.
You flirted with me first.
True.
Let me escort you to the school. It's not safe out there, alone. I mean, I've seen 10 vampires tonight.
Well, if only the real ones were as easy to find.
How's that search going?
Oh, well, we had the founders party, and anyone who arrived during the day was eliminated as a suspect.
Oh.
And all the rest were just dead ends, so.
Mm.
I gotta go.
Okay.
At the party, Elena stands around anxiously. Stefan walks over with Vicky.
Thank God.
What's the matter?
I lost track of Jeremy. I was worried.
What's going on? Hey, everything's fine.
I told you to quit bothering me.
No, Vicky, don't do this.
Matt, he won't leave me alone.
You need to back off, man.
Matt, it's okay.
No, it's not okay. What the hell is your problem?
Vicky disappears.
Stefan, she's gone.
Stefan slams Matt against a wall.
I'm trying to help her.
Matt looks confused. Stefan runs off after Elena. Jeremy walks through the party, surrounded by cobwebs and flashing lights. He looks around urgently. Vicky grabs Jeremy.
Get the hell out of me.
I'm sorry.
She kisses him voraciously.
Okay.
She drags him off into the dark.
So, where'd Caroline run off to?
Do yourself a favor, Damon, and don't ask me about Caroline.
Oh, Bonnie. So loyal.
Just stay away from her.
He sees the necklace Caroline gave her.
Where'd you get that?
From a friend.
Caroline? You know it's mine, don't you?
Not anymore.
Funny. I'd like it back, please.
I'm not giving it to you. I'll give it to Caroline and she can give it to you if she feels like it.
Or I could just take it right now.
He grabs the jeweled necklace and it burns him. He quickly pulls his hand back, surprised. Bonnie runs off. Damon's incredulous. Elena searches the party, passing ghoulishly dressed people. Bright lights flash all around. Vicky takes Jeremy outside and leads him along by a row of school buses. She pushes him against the side of a bus and devours him with her lips. Stefan stands in the middle of the party, listening. Elena rushes over to a guy in a black hooded top.
Jeremy!
The guy turns. It's not Jeremy. By the buses.
I was so worried about you.
I'm fine now, but I gotta leave.
What? Where?
I gotta get out of here, JR. I can't run home with Matt. I mean, he just doesn't get it.
No, you can't. You can't just leave.
Come with me.
She kisses him and caresses his face.
If you come with me, we can be together forever.
Okay. Yeah.
Elena rushes through the party. A guy lies on his back with spaghetti over his stomach, which looks like spilt guts. Vicky kisses Jeremy and bites his bottom lip.
Ow!
She touches his bloody lip.
Taking that costume a little too far?
She licks her bloody finger with relish. Stefan walks through the party, listening. Vicky stares at Jeremy's bloody lip.
What is...
Vicky licks Jeremy's lips and kisses him. Elena keeps searching. Stefan listens.
Vicky?
Vicky bites Jeremy's lip again.
Vicky! Vicky, what the hell?
He pushes her away. She glowers.
Oh my God, Vicky. Vicky, no, stop! Vicky! No!
Vicky attacks Jeremy. Elena runs over.
Vicky, no!
Vicky lets go of Jeremy. Elena whacks her with a plank. Vicky throws her onto some rubbish. Elena tries to get up. Stefan pins Vicky against the front of a bus.
Vicky!
Vicky shoves Stefan away and disappears. Stefan looks around urgently.
Go! Get inside! Go!
Elena grabs Jeremy and they run to a door. Stefan looks under the buses. As Elena opens the door, Vicky shoves Jeremy to the ground and bites Elena's shoulder. Stefan plunges a wooden stake through Vicky's chest. She freezes, her mouth agape, and stares at the pointed bloody wood sticking out of her chest.
Vicky! Vicky! Vicky!
Stefan holds Jeremy back. Vicky stares manically. Her skin is grey. She crumples to the ground.
Lincoln!
Elena, Stefan, and Jeremy stare at Vicky lying on the ground.
Get him out of here.
Stefan calls Damon.
What?
I need your help.
Elena kneels down and reaches out to Vicky, whose face is grey and lifeless. Bonnie's grandmother sits at a table with an open book in front of her and some candles burning. She gets up as Bonnie rushes in, frantic.
What happened to you?
I did something, I don't know. It came from my necklace.
Where'd you get that?
It's part of my costume. It's a piece of junk.
That piece of junk belonged to one of the most powerful witches of our family. Let me show you.
She takes a big book to a table and turns to an old photograph of an attractive young woman.
There she is, Emily Bennett. Your great-great-great-great-grandmother.
Bonnie stares open-mouthed.
And there's your necklace.
Emily's wearing it. Damon walks over to Elena, kneeling by Vicky.
You should go. I got this.
Elena gets up.
You did this. This is your fault.
You confuse me for someone with remorse.
She slaps her hands against his chest, but he doesn't flinch. He grabs her hand.
None of this matters to me. None of it.
People die around you. How could it not matter? It matters, and you know it.
She slaps his face. He glares at her. His eyes sparkle, and he looks as if he's savoring her.
You need to leave. Your wounds are bleeding, and you need to leave.
He raises his eyebrows emphatically. She touches the blood on the shoulder of her white nurse's outfit, which is ripped. Damon ponders. He looks at Vicky and squats down beside her. Elena walks past partygoers on the lawn. Matt runs up to her.
Elena! Hey, have you seen... Oh, what happened?
Nothing. Some idiot with some fake blood got me. I'm gonna go home and shower.
I can't find Vicky. She totally bailed on me.
Elena stares at him.
I don't know where she is.
Matt shakes his head.
Is this what I'm in for? A lifetime of worrying about her?
Elena smiles sadly.
You're a good brother, Matt.
Yeah. Maybe she went home.
Maybe.
Okay.
Matt walks off. Elena's face starts to crumple. She tries to hold back tears as she goes and gets in her car. Overcome by grief, she slaps her hands against the steering wheel.
Where is he?
Inside.
Elena goes in, and Stefan stays on the porch. Elena finds Jeremy sitting hunched with his arms wrapped around his knees, staring into space. She sits facing him and touches his arms. He looks at her tearfully.
Do you understand what happened tonight?
No. I don't understand. I mean, I know what I saw, but I don't understand.
She was going to kill me.
Now she's dead. Vicky's dead.
I'm so sorry, Jaren.
I can stop it, hurt.
Shh, it's okay, it's okay.
Why does everybody have to die on me?
She wraps her arms around him and hugs him tightly. He sobs on her shoulder. Stefan sits alone on the porch, frowning.
There are thieves who
Robbers, blind king. Killers, fine but steady. The rights and the wrongs invade us. Innocent song.
Matt arrives home and wanders through his dark house.
I'm not ready.
Matt stands in the hall looking around. Elena comes out of her house and Stefan stands up.
For the weight of us. For the weight.
Are you okay?
He walks over to her.
I wanted to help her.
Tears glisten in Elena's eyes.
But instead, how's he doing?
He's a mess. I don't want him going through this again. He's just a kid.
Elena, what can I do? What can I do to help? I'll do anything.
Can you make him forget?
Elena.
Stefan, please. I don't know how he'll ever get past this. I just want him to forget everything that happened.
If I did it, there's no guarantee that it would work. Because of who I am. Because of how I live. I don't have the ability to do it right.
I can do it.
Damon walks up.
This is what you want. I'll do it.
Elena looks from Damon to Stefan.
It's what I want.
Stefan nods slightly.
What do you want him to know?
Elena looks at Damon.
I want you to tell him that Vicky left town and she's not coming back. That he shouldn't look for her or worry about her. He's gonna miss her, but he knows it's for the best.
Damon glances at Stefan, who turns and walks away. Damon steps towards the house. Stefan sits looking troubled. Elena goes and sits beside him.
Part of me wishes that I could forget too. Forget meeting you. Finding out what you are and everything that's happened since.
If that's what you want.
Yes, it is. Because I don't want it to be like this. I don't want to feel like this. But I can't. Everything that's happened, I can't lose the way I feel about you.
Stefan looks at Elena earnestly. She looks down. Damon comes out of the house and she turns to him.
Stop.
Elena breathes heavily. She glances at Stefan, then gets up and walks into the house, leaving the brothers on the porch. ITFC audio description.
See the next brand new episode of The Vampire Diaries on Tuesday night at 9, when Stefan will be getting a visit from his oldest vampire friend. Next tonight, there's some nail-biting moments as 4 are cut from the final 16 in the results. Stay with ITV2 for brand new American Idol.